everyone. This is Dario Vetti. Welcome to the podcast on blockchain. We talk with Daniele Menzi, one of the guys that is doing the real blockchain, not just talking about it, but today here, he talks with us and about everything. We have any questions you might have as well, so do send us to him. Here it is, Daniele, again, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. And I don't only talk, but I move also hands, as all the Italians. Yeah.
That's multitasking. That's been in Italian for you as well. So thanks for being here again. And once again, a lot of topics in blockchain, but focus, because there are some companies that when they act by now on blockchain, everybody looks at what they're doing. One of them, I would say Facebook, and not just Facebook, but the consortium around Facebook. So we're talking about Libra. We've been talking a lot about Libra, Daniel. This is for people that have listened to us. This is no news. We might say, well, Libra, we've heard it all before. So what's happening? Is anything news?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, I give a tip to the people listening to the podcast, which is not to follow, let's say, paid PRs or any marketing messages that coming out in whatever crypto blockchain sites. But I encourage people to regularly check on the Libra website what's going on, because the content is changing continuously, which is pretty nice. The people changing, the members changing, even though it's not been announced. So it's very difficult to track all the changes that happened since we recorded the last podcast, and even the first one, where we were so excited about the upcoming launch of this fantastic initiative to adopt cryptocurrencies all over the world. But so here, it's very important to, first of all, to get an update where we stand here, and simply looking at the members, you know, who are the members today on the so-called Libra Association? So many members that people, that all people know, especially in telecom, in telecom, there were only two, actually, which is Vodafone and Iliad. And one of the two has left, which is Vodafone. So Iliad stayed. So 50% of the telco members left the association. Another big member, probably you have heard his name, which is PayPal, left earlier on this year. So rising the doubts about, you know, what's going on here. So the big guys leaving the consortium while others coming in. Is the project changing shape? So as you know, if you recall, there were a lot of regulatory concern about the project. One of the main concerns of the project was from the regulator, because it was supposed to harm the stability of the US dollar. If you remember, we discussed about this point, mostly from the US regulator. So, and that's the main change that apparently has happened in the last days. There are some press release, not press release, but unofficial media releases, which happened a few hours ago, about the change in the structure of the coin itself. So the coin itself was meant to be so-called stable coin backed by real world assets. Okay, what does it mean, real world assets? Real estate. It means it means currencies. It means bonds, you know, other financial instruments, very stable financial instruments. So as the price against, for example, US dollar wouldn't change that much. And eventually it could have been even more stable than US dollar in case of US dollar fluctuate over time, okay? So from a regulator perspective, this was considered as being a concern. And right now the concept of this coin is being simplified by only, and that's a guess, because until we see it, we cannot really speculate what is going to happen. But the coin itself is likely to be pegged against US dollar. So this means one Libra equal one US dollar over time. There's no concern about it, right?
Well, then one of the key things we discussed last time with stable coin, right, is probably not there. But others are still, so it's still a payment system, is it an international payment system? What are they doing? Are they going for a global approach or country by country now?
Well, it's difficult to say what they're doing before they're doing it. So what they will be doing eventually, we will see when they will start doing it. But what we believe they will be doing is they will introduce a payment system within the Facebook ecosystem. As simple as that. So you can decide which payment system you wanna implement. So for example, you can simply add a credit card, you know, SD. So what does it mean, technically speaking? Every time someone has to pay for something at Facebook, has to go through Visa, MasterCard, whoever, they charge a fee for the transaction. And also being you know, a standalone network, they apply their own rule to validate or eventually to reject transactions, to post-process those transactions over time. So in fact, Facebook, which is a huge conglomerate, is somehow dependent on those, you know, payment providers. Okay, if you remember, also some of them were part of the Libra Association. Now they're no longer part of it. So this means they want to have their own currency to transact independently by any other network. Okay, so this means any payment that comes into Facebook network comes into their payment system independently by anything else. Step number one. Step number two, if you have, imagine we go to the limit and we say they implement their own Visa-like circuit, but at the same time, they're still dependent on the currency they use to transact. Currency or eventually a basket of currencies that have to be exchanged each other. For example, Euro, US dollar. So then you have to swap those currencies. You have to exchange. You have to act like a financial or a settlement platform, right? So to simplify this, they create their own currency, which is one and only one. So every time, that's my understanding, every time you want to make a payment using Facebook or using the Facebook ecosystem, you're going to use Libra, and then I can send you money or I can pay you for a service via Facebook or Facebook API independently by anything else. So in fact, this is a kind of a replacement of a traditional payment platform. Not only that, but this might facilitate, depending how it's been implemented, the fact that people in some countries that have some difficulties to be banked, they can get access to payment-like platform in a kind of simplified manner.
Well, it's time as well then to go back to what we said, because if I remember, when it came out, we were very positive about somebody making so much noise. So great if Facebook was doing it. That was. You rightly, I think, pointed out, and so did we through our analysis later, but were some areas, governance and acceptance from regulators, or another one, the functionality of a stablecoin. Now, some of those have been addressed. And finally, was the questions about is going to be used as a way to unify Africa and lots of the unbanked. Even some of that question, especially now, going back to US dollar, some of that, it might probably be less of an emphasis. However, I would say, well done to Facebook. Even if they've changed so radically the project, they're still there. They're still believing in something, and they're still putting a lot of investment in these. So, to you, Daniele, asking the positive spin, what do you think that the Facebook and the rest of the world in blockchain will get out of his project with Libra? Is it going to make a difference, really? Despite some of things changing and put aside, is it still a relevant project overall?
Well, once Facebook take action into something, it's definitely relevant, because we're talking about 2 billion people there. So indeed, it is highly relevant, the fact they're taking steps there. How this will change or will impact the whole, you know, blockchain or cryptocurrency ecosystem is difficult to say, because we right now we are in a super transition phase, while big players coming in, stepping into the game, PayPal, just to name it. As of Jan, PayPal will add the possibility to pay into cryptocurrencies to the 27 million merchants. We recorded a podcast about it. So it's difficult to see how eventually the shift driven by Facebook will impact an industry that is widely changing by different directions. So there are many changes happening at the same time. It's difficult to isolate the impact of one of these towards the big change. I would say when it comes down to adoption, it is always good. As soon as people starting to understand what does it mean to use a digital coin as a replacement of traditional fiat money, so the US dollar, the euro, whatever, I think it introduces, I call it optionality. So once people have more options, then they can think about it, how they can improve their life, how can improve their, you know, the way to make transactions, whatever. To me, this is simpler than the traditional finance.